Weyburn. A bucket list usually consists of thrill-seeking adventures, travel, concerts and the like. My bucket list consists mostly of animals, petting, holding or swimming with them. They aren't the usual house pets. I can get my fill of those at home. Dolphins, pandas, koalas and penguins are at the top of my list. Any chance to see or interact with them brings me tremendous joy. Kangaroos are also on my list, but I wasn't sure if I would be able to check them off the list without a trip down under. A few weeks ago, I was on vacation with my best friend. We spent 5 days in the Okanagan in the beautiful city of Kelowna. Our list of activities planned for the trip included a visit to the kangaroo farm. The farm is situated on a spacious piece of land that was not far from our Airbnb. We were expecting to see a few kangaroos and wallabies in enclosures, similar to a zoo. We were definitely in for a treat. Not only do kangaroos and wallabies run, hop, free, the farm is home to emus, parrots, capybaras, reptiles, pot-bellied pigs, goats, rabbits and even a porcupine named Priscilla. Visitors to the farm are encouraged to feed, pet and interact with the animals. Kangaroos are often depicted as somewhat aggressive creatures, but these were friendly, inquisitive and ate leaves right out of our hands. Their fur is surprisingly soft, and the constant attention of visitors did not faze them one bit. The capybaras, which are giant rodents, enjoyed the carrot and zucchini sticks we fed them. I never thought I would hand-feed a rodent. Priscilla the porcupine enjoyed the attention of a group of elementary school students. You could almost see her smile with every stroke from those tiny hands. The kangaroo farm was definitely a highlight of our trip. Animal therapy at its best. P.S. Weyburn has its own little gem, the Therapeutic Animal Park. Thank you to those who operate and maintain the park. It provides joy for children and adults alike.